welcome to Awakening Plus. It is November 17, 2020. We're doing our awakening, healing, and immunity boosting call. And what that'll involve is, after I finish this little intro, we'll call the directions of the Mesa. I'll call in the allies. We'll do embodied awakening, as we often do at the beginning of calls, to get as awakened as we can possibly be. No prior experience needed. After that, we'll tell the divine that we have the intention of receiving healing and receiving boosted immunity, and they will do that in whatever way they see fit. They're very good at doing it in different ways. So we'll just open and be willing to receive and notice how they're doing that as we go. And it's done when it's done. These kind of calls typically run 60 to 90 minutes. And so that's what we should be up to. So my request as we go forward is just to relax. As always, my request is that you do give this process your undivided attention. Please do not multitask while you're on this call, because the nature of it is that everyone who participates live or even afterward on the recording contributes energy into the mix of it, and you actually affect everyone else's experience going forward and backward in time. That may sound weird, but that's just how it works. So we do request that you do only this while you're doing this. Basically, just behave as if you're right here in the room with me, and behave as if you would if you were in that context, because the power of the divine allies is just about that strong. If you're in the process, whether you're live or on the recording, and you have to do something else unexpectedly, for example, then just internally ask the allies, please gently remove me from the field of energy. They'll ease you out, and then you can go do whatever you have to do. And that's the requested protocol. That tends to give a better experience for you and for everybody else. All right, so we'll go ahead and dive in. And a big, big thank you for being here. You know, we all have lots of things we can do with our time, and I'm so grateful that we have so many folks. There's now 34 on the live call, and of course, many more who will be listening to the recording. So thank you each and everyone for being here. There's a doubling effect, I believe, that happens. Each additional person literally doubles the overall energy, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. And so each additional person creates a massive boost in the energetic field. All right. I invite you to relax and close your eyes. And as I call this in, you will feel the energies building most likely, and just relax and just rest in passive breath awareness or just simple awareness of the energy building, whichever focus is easiest for you. And a final note, every being I call is a being of love and light, high vibration, benevolent intent. I only work with the high side of the spectrum. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakochan, Inti, Kui. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. Quo. The confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Ama Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Thesa, Zachary, Moo, Wes. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy as we work and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we got a sweet container. So now we're going to move into the embodied awakening invocation. I'll give a full explanation in case anyone is new to this. The basic idea of this technique is that you call in your higher self. It comes down and merges with you, becomes a composite being with your human self, and it brings you into embodied awakening. Metaphorically, it's like instead of your ego driving the car, it slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. Your ego can take back the wheel anytime if it doesn't like the divine's driving. So there's no risk and you can reverse it anytime you want. The benefits of embodied awakening include a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your head so much, you'll just know what to do through intuition more easily. And there's a lot more bliss. So those are the benefits. Here's a complete list of the downsides of embodied awakening. That's the complete list right there. So if you'd like to do it with me, you're about to speak 8 words to your higher self. Speak these out loud if possible. If you can't, then thinking them will still get the job done. So please begin repeating after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and now rest in passive breath awareness. Just let the breath come and go as it will. And the more passive you are, the better it works. Some tips to give the quickest and most effective experience of embodied awakening. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. I recommend that you do not deliberately imagine or visualize anything. The idea is to be completely passive and just relax. It's like you're a sponge and the divine is water and it just soaks right in. You will not get too much. Your divine self is going to be it's going to pay very close attention to how you're responding. And it's only going to give you as much of itself as you're ready to handle over time. Your capacity will definitely increase if you keep this up. But you can relax, open fully, and know that you'll get exactly the right amount of awakening that you are currently ready for. So just relax. Let it come in. Another instruction regards distractions. While we're in this process, a distraction is anything other than passive breath awareness. If you become aware that you're distracted, first, don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Just let it be as it is with no resistance. Consider that distraction an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any more attention to it. So you choose to just relax your attention back into breath awareness very gently, very persistently. And if that distraction yammers in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing while you do your thing with breath awareness. We're starting to feel really good here as a group. You're all doing great. The final nuance, if you want to mess with it, is to discover the minimum effort needed even to feel breath. And if you would like to discover this, I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all, zero effort, just be for a moment. Still at zero effort, just notice, is there breath awareness anyway, as the breath comes and goes on its own? If it's zero, there is any breath awareness at all. All you need is zero. So stay at no effort at all. If there is no breath awareness at zero, then add teensy tiny bits of effort, like touches of a feather, until you have barely enough effort to feel breath at all. The idea here, obviously, is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to even feel the breath in the first place. Anything beyond that actually slows the process down. So just either go to no effort if that's enough for you, or do just the bare minimum needed to feel breath, and then just rest passively. The whole idea here is we're giving all this setup to get your ego into the optimal receptive state. so it can most easily, quickly, and efficiently receive the divine. And based on what I'm feeling, which is a composite of everybody's experience, both on the call and on the recording afterward, we're in a pretty sweet space already. So those of you who are in embodied awakening, just relax into that and hang there. You all just being in that space will help everyone else get there more easily. The way you can tell if you have attained embodied awakening is if the following four things are all true at the same time. There's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all this is maintaining itself with no effort at all. It just runs itself. So if all that's going on for you, congratulations, you're there, just relax. And you just resting in that state for a moment is going to help any stragglers catch up and join us in this state. I'm sensing excessive effort in the field. And again, I'm feeling the live folks and the recording folks. So if you're not totally sure that you're at the minimum effort needed, I invite you to drop back to no effort, chill at zero for a moment, and if necessary, add just a very tiny bit. The nature of what we do on these calls, everybody affects everybody else. Even one person overdoing it makes it a little harder for everybody else. So that's why I ask for your undivided attention and, you know, just do this the best you can. No one's expected to be perfect, but do give it your best shot. And each of you is uplifting everybody else when you're doing it well. And if you're having trouble, then you get uplifted and helped by the energy of everybody else, again, beyond time and space. That's why it's so cool to do this stuff in a group like this, because the field is so much juicier and you do get so much more help than if you were doing it just on your own. Yeah, Nat's feeling a lot better. That feels very smooth, very easy, very comfortable, that whoever was overexerting has corrected and it's opening the whole field up. Well done. We'll leave just a moment longer to let any stragglers relax into embodied awakening. Again, if you're in that state, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, that's it. The only way in my awareness that you can have all that going on at the same time is if you've attained embodied awakening, the merging of the higher self and the human self seamlessly. So just relax into that state, or whatever state you're in.
Okay.
You're getting rolling here. So clearly we got enough of that going on. So proceed with us, whether you hit embodied awakening or not. My body is shaking like a leaf. So that lets me know that we're into the healing round. So let me feel God. Yeah. So they want us to use the healing invocation. I'll just preview it very quickly for you and the basic info you need. You're about to call in the maximum healing that serves highest good from your higher self, and your higher self will work with the allies who are present in the field if their assistance will help you. That'll all be autopiloted. You don't have to do anything consciously. Then you'll feel some energy coming into your body, and what it's designed to do is stir up that heavy old stuff, those old layers of pain and wounding that have been blocking your light. And it's going to stir up and flush away. That's normally, it just flushes out the hands or the feet. Sometimes radiates out into space. Sometimes they just turn it to love and light and they integrate it into you. And they'll make the call. You don't have to make any decisions about that at the human level. You just relax and let them do their thing. So the heads up is that if you do this, you will probably feel some challenging energy in your field as the stuff flushes up and clears. And that will not be pleasant, but it won't last super long. And as the healing proceeds, bliss will start coming in and expanding. And by the time the healing round is done, the vast majority experience that by that time they are in an ecstatic altered state. There's no more challenging energy left. And that that little bit of time they spent feeling the heavy energy flushing was so worth it because it put them into a deeper awakened state from then on. So if you're willing to feel a little bit of discomfort in order to flush out the heavy stuff that it now serves your highest good to clear, then I invite you to repeat the healing invocation. Again, you're speaking to your higher self, and we'll start it now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and the follow-up to the healing invocation is to rest your attention wherever it does not feel wonderful. So just kind of be broadly aware of your body, and if there's any part of it that feels in any way not ideal, if it feels painful or heavy or thick or numb, you know, there's a part of you that just isn't as awesome as it might be, find the part that feels the most challenged. It could be a physical challenge. It could be an emotional challenge. Just if it doesn't feel good, that's your baby right there. And hold your attention in it. And you're putting your attention directly into the spot that does not feel good. And you're resting your attention there. Ideally, you're merging with it. You just blend your awareness with that part that doesn't feel good, and you just merge, become one with it, and just rest there. So your human self is metaphorically shining a spotlight where you want the divine to go. And you are using the minimum effort needed to have a complete experience of the discomfort. And again, you can drop to zero and then add little bits of effort. And as long as adding effort increases your awareness of the challenge, that's good. But the moment you notice that adding effort does not increase awareness of the challenge, then that's too much effort. Then you want to back it down a little bit. And you can kind of go back and forth and just kind of play a bit and say, okay, what's the least effort I need to completely feel this challenging energy? And you'll kind of naturally just lock in when you've hit just the right amount of effort. And the overall group field feels really good right here. So I think most folks at least are at that perfect awareness level. So right now, everyone's getting a customized experience. So I can't, you know, verbally describe what everyone's experiencing because, you know, everyone's getting something different right now. What the commonalities are of a healing flow like this is the divine does stir up the heavy stuff, loosens it up. Again, as I said before, it tends to flush the heavy energy out the hands and or the feet or radiate into space. And as the human self, you just relax and just keep your awareness gently on the area where it feels worst. If it happens that challenging spot starts moving around, which can happen, stick with it. Track that sucker like a hound dog. Do not let it get away. Stay right with it. And it will either completely leave your field or it will flush away or turn to love and light. And know that the part of you tracking it is pure divine consciousness and cannot be harmed in any way by these lower energies. So the part of you paying attention is pretty much invulnerable, cannot be harmed by any of this. We're moving into such a sweet space right now. Wow. So an important note here, if at any moment what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, please do not use effort to match my description. Please relax into whatever your experience is. On our calls, it frequently does happen that someone gets their own unique experience for a while, and please just go with that for as long as they take you there, because you have divine allies helping you and giving you your own customized, perfect experience. So I will narrate for the majority. But I'm feeling some major bliss. Okay, they're telling me the immunity is coming in now. So what's happening now is there's a downpour is not quite it. It's more like it's almost like mist, if it were misting lightly as rain. That's the quality of the energy I feel kind of misting down over the upper parts of our bodies and kind of just work kind of easing into our overall field. Yeah, it's just a strong mist saturating and working its way down into our whole bodies. So this is the immunity that the call promised. Yeah, you might feel all tingly, a little cool perhaps as it comes in and saturates, and they're going to put it all through the body. So it's going to be put exactly where you need its help, and everyone's going to get it a little bit differently, it looks like. So you relax. Again, your ego is just fully passive, just relaxing, receiving. And just let this beautiful divine mist just fall down and saturate you. Yeah, just relax and be, and let it soak in. I'm sensing at least someone in the field wanting the immunity to come in a certain way that you want it to. My recommendation is to trust the divine, which actually knows what you need better than your ego does, and relax and know that the divine intelligence that's assisting you right now knows exactly where this energy is needed. If you attempt to micromanage it from your ego, you are going to get less help. I have learned very clearly over the years I've been doing this kind of work that the divine beings helping you are so much more intelligent than your human self. It's not even a fair fight. I mean, the most brilliant genius on the planet is a drooling dunce compared to the brilliance and insight and power and love of your higher self. It's just a more amazing being in that way. So what I've learned over the years is when a human calls in the divine help, the human relaxes, does not try to run the show, it chills and receives. And the more passive you are, the better it works. Now, if you do this enough, you may reach the point in your awakening where you are consciously acting as that divine part. And you don't actually even feel a difference between your human self and your divine self. And at that point, you, that which you are conscious of, will be taking definitive clear action as awakened self. But I'm narrating with the assumption that the majority of us are still not 100% full-time merged with the higher self. So that's why we're speaking of the higher self as if it's separate. Because ultimately, there's only one thing, and the divine entertains itself by pretending to be different things and different people. But you can definitely get to a point where you feel merged with your full divinity, and the human just acts in that easy flow state. No decisions even to make, because you just know what to do all the time. But coming back to this moment, yeah. See, if you have sensitivity, notice how your whole body is just saturated with this amazing immunity. Yeah. So, wow, they're really boosting it. They are definitely fine-tuning some of this, especially for the coronavirus. So receiving this energy, if you have it in your system, this will help eliminate it. And if you don't, it will help inoculate you against it. To just relax and receive this beautiful energy. And they say, we're doing so much more than just the coronavirus thing here. We are just boosting your immunity across the board, which will help you with your overall health. Oh, and they're sending down a inquiry to us. They're saying, this coronavirus was designed to shake up humanity out of their mindless groove and give them a chance to rethink how they're living and to live in a more harmonious way that is more aligned with your soul purpose, that's more respectful of the planet and all that good stuff. And they just invite you after this call to contemplate, have I responded to the catalyst of the coronavirus and made those shifts that would be optimal to make in my life right now? Several months ago, we did an Awakening Plus call where we communed with the spirit of the coronavirus, and it spoke in those terms to us. It's very much a tough love teacher, but it is here for our evolution, and it does have a positive purpose if we work with it well. And even if the overall society is not doing such a great job, we individually can work with it in a good way. So now there's a mixture. My body is shaking again, which means there's heavy energy coming through it. Oh, that's interesting. So this is turning, every Thursday night we do a New Earth support call. They're actually selectively bringing heavy energy through those of us who are ready, willing, and able to process heavy energy for others. And what's happening at this very moment, those on this call who are good at processing heavy energy for others are doing that to help those on the call who are not so skilled at it yet. So if you're sensitive enough, you'll feel that at a higher level, we've all merged as a single being. Not everyone is conscious of it because you can only be aware of a level you have awakened to. And some of us have and some of us haven't at this point. So if you are aware of the blended field, then chances are you've got some of that heavy energy coming through you because that indicates a higher level of capability and service capacity. If you're not aware of that, that's perfectly fine as well. And chances are you're getting some help from the others on the call, and they're processing some of your heavy stuff through their own bodies. Or rather, the divine is doing it through them. There's no technical stuff any of us have to do. The divine is going to take care of all that. And there's also a huge number of allies. I obviously called a bunch into the start, but there's even more. Oh yeah, if you're sensitive, you now can feel there's a vast field of divine beings all around us. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, and those of us who are able are now being those, yeah. So those who have the conscious capacity are now one with the entire field. They are the others on the call. They are the divine beings surrounding us. And depending on how much consciousness you can hold, some of us are holding very large fields of consciousness in multiple divine levels, others fewer. And again, whatever you're doing is perfect. It's not a competition. And those who have greater capacity of consciousness are helping everyone else, because the more divine beingness that's held, the more everybody benefits. So, they're encouraging us not to make any effort around this. You are just automatically being open to however much divine consciousness you are able to hold. They encourage you to remain fully passive, and the expansion will happen to the degree that you are ready and able for it. Everyone a little different, everyone in their perfect space. Yes, they're saying very explicitly, the absolute absence of effort is what will give you the best outcome. You, the human part, just chill and relax and let us do the work for you. Yeah, y'all are doing great. The field is really sweet right now. And there is definitely immunity effect happening as one. There's a lot going on right now, not just immunity boosting, but there's expansion of consciousness. There's the blended field. Some are receiving selective healing if they need it. So there's a lot going on right now. And the great news is you don't have to do a thing about it except completely relax and allow these beautiful allies to give you exactly the personalized experience that serves you right now. But your ego will be happy to know there's plenty of immunity boosting happening. There's plenty of healing happening as needed. So all these stated goals of the call are being met, and lots of bonus on top of that too. And it's all just kind of organically coming together all at the same time. If it should happen that I don't speak for a little bit, don't be worried. I know I've been yammering almost constantly here because there's been a lot of information to share. But if I do go quiet for a while, don't worry about that. The silence will be just as powerful. Relax. They're opening the field even bigger. Deeper divine consciousness. So, oh yeah, there's some people are resisting that. Okay, so if you are feeling resistance to what's happening right now, they are encouraging you to please relax and to zero effort. Yeah, there's at least one person they're trying to break you open to a new level and you're fighting it. So please, your invitation is to stop fighting. They're not going to give you anything you're not ready for. They will never break you open in this way unless you're ready, and it's perfect. Okay, so whoever this is being done to, there's a lot of wounding that's about to open to be healed, and you're resisting it because you're afraid of that pain. Please know that it's not going to be too much. The divine does not overwhelm ever on our calls. They just don't do it. So you are safe, and you now have this opportunity to release that old heavy stuff right now. If you're willing to relax and open into what they're trying to do, and you will feel if you're the one who's resisting right now. So please, your invitation is to relax. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's better. And the whole field is feeling that. If even one person fights it, it shuts everything down a little bit for everybody. There you go. Oh yeah. Thank you. And I have no idea if the person I'm feeling is live or on the recording. Energetically, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Feel that smoothness now. Beautiful. Well done. Yeah. And now it's become very peaceful. So we're all invited just to relax and just it's like yourself in the bathtub. Just relax. Allow. A lot of very, very subtle work being done throughout your physical body and your energetic bodies. Yeah, just relax and enjoy the very subtle sensations. Some are just floating in bliss, some are receiving healing. Just whatever's happening, just I'll relax and allow. Yeah. They're encouraging everyone to try out just zero effort, simply existing. If you lose coherence at zero, next, they said that the fallback from there is just to feel the energy happening, the energy in and around your being. Just feel the energy. If zero effort isn't getting the job done. If you're just really not feeling the energy at all, then passive breath awareness is the final fallback for awareness. So again, zero effort is the starting level. If that works, just stay at no effort. Second, then fallback from there is just feeling the energy in and around you. If that isn't vivid for you, then just breath awareness. Doesn't it feel cool to be multidimensional? There, anyone who wishes to be of service to the collective, it's almost like we're getting a little bit of an extra newer support call mixed in here, then speak mentally or out loud to the divine saying, I'm willing to be of service to the collective. If you are, if you're not, you don't have to do anything. They are only going to do that if you volunteer. So if right at this moment you're willing to be of service to the collective, just say that out loud or mentally and then relax back into passivity. I myself, of course, am willing to be of service to the collective. And they will make appropriate use of you. As always, you're only going to get as much as you're ready for. They are super good at monitoring how you're doing and will only give you as much as you're ready for. But I've always had the experience when I step up and serve in that way, I always actually get more personal benefit because they are always giving back when a person offers themselves in that way. So you can take it as an axiom. The more you show up and offer yourself in unconditional service in the inner worlds, the faster your own personal growth is going to go. And once again, the invitation is absolute passivity. Just let the work do itself. Where we're at right now, being is doing. They're saying the global awakening is well underway. They are profoundly grateful for each and every human who shows up and helps in whatever way they can. And they're reminding you that even just working on your own personal awakening serves the collective. Because each person who awakens radiates that vibe out to the globe and the whole universe. That's unusual. They're saying if you would like a specific healing, then you may request it from them right now. you know, we're all muted on the call, so no one's going to hear you, but you can speak out loud to the allies, or just think of what the healing you want, and they will now give you that to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So once you state your request, just go back to being fully passive. Don't help. Just state your desire and relax. Yeah, the reason they're doing that is not because they need you to tell them what you need. They know that better than you do. But some on the call need the experience of asking for what they want. Not everyone on this call is accustomed and comfortable doing that. So they're saying with us, with the allies, we already know what you need, but you're a whole lot more likely to get it if you specifically ask for it. So many of us are feeling heavy energy flushing out our hands and or our feet. Just let it flush away. Oh, that's so sweet right there. Just really marinate in this sweet, sweet energy right here. Okay, it feels like we're grounding back into our bodies a little bit. As always, this is a both and proposition. You do have the opportunity to maintain some or all of the bliss you've been in as you kind of settle into your body and become fully functional in 3D again. So just let them gently work you back in, settle you in. And notice that, like I said, it's a both and. Yes, you're more and more aware of being in the physical body, and all or most of that divine consciousness is still there. In fact, if you're ready, you can actually, if and when you're ready, open your eyes. And you can open them real gradual if you need to, or just pop them open like I do, but I'm used to these, you know, in and out kind of things. And just look around this physical space you're in if you wish. And just notice, am I still in that sweet divine space? Do I still feel the beautiful energy? with my eyes open. Because what you can ultimately get to with techniques like these is you can live every day in this sweet awakened space. You know, often I'll wake up in the morning and I'll just first waking up, I'll be in such ecstasy. It'll be an effort just to get out of bed because I could just lay there in bliss all day. So you can totally integrate the bliss and just have it be your daily reality. That's what the invocations are designed to do for you, actually. Yeah, I think that's the cycle. So we now have the opportunity to get feedback or questions. So the floor is open. We have 35 people on the call, so hopefully one or two people will be willing to speak. And now the unmuting is available. So if you would like, you can just click that little microphone icon and take the red slash off it, and that will unmute you and you can speak. Or if you prefer typing in the chat window, that's typically what most people do, but I always love it when we can get some live sound on there too, if you're willing. So while we're now open to that, this doesn't mean you totally forget about the feel. If you're not going to be speaking, then just continue noticing the co-presence of your physical body awareness and the beautiful energetic feel. So I'll be quiet a moment and see if anyone wants to speak. A lot of people tell me it's hard right now, having gone so deep to verbalize anything. So I totally appreciate that is true for a lot of people. Yolanda types, tonight was very emotional. Okay, in a good way, I hope. She put yes in a smiley face. So emotions in a good way, it sounds like. Well, I'm glad you had an emotional experience, Yolanda.
Hi, Benjamin. This is Alejandra.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for this amazing get together. It's always fantastic. I have a question. I usually really enjoy feeling my body and experience whatever healing I'm experiencing. But each time with this one or with this group, it always knocks me out. And I love it because I really feel that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of healing energies going through me. And yeah. I just feel it. I feel it even though I'm knocked out. But my question is there like a technique that I can use so I can keep myself like more aware of what's going on without knocking me out?
Well, you could at the beginning invoke, I call for maximum wakefulness and awareness during this process that serves highest good. However, let me check in what they're saying about that. Okay, I myself, in my years of doing shamanic work, have also been knocked out from time to time. And that happens for one of two reasons. I mean, on one level, it could just be if you're just exhausted, you may just fall asleep because you're tired. But that's not what usually happens on these calls. So the two most common reasons for getting knocked out are one, a healing is taking place that would actually be too intense for your ego, and being knocked out acts as a spiritual anesthetic so they can do the deeper work. So in that case, getting knocked out is a really good thing because it would be too painful otherwise and they want to get the work done. Another reason that can happen is if the overall group vibe is going into a higher vibration than you can currently hold consciously. in which case there is an aspect of you that is having the experience, but your ego can't remember it afterward or during. So in either case, either because the healing is too intense for the ego to experience, or the vibration is a little bit beyond your current capacity, that's when you get knocked out. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So it's like, it's better for me to be out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember so many ceremonies of my own where I would be unconscious for a while. I remember one ceremony in particular, all night long, they knocked me out and brought me back, knocked me out and brought me back. It was doing a lot of intense healing that night. So just, you know, just come to the calls as well rested as you can. I mean, if it helps you to maybe take a nap before, that might help a little bit, if it's an actual physical fatigue factor. But just know that they're doing what serves you. And all I can say is persistence. I would say one of the things that's helped me get as far as I have is just sheer dogged persistence, no matter how many times I get knocked out or how difficult it is. What I try, just plowed on ahead the best I could and made progress. So just stick with it, stay persistent with it, and over time you'll get knocked out less and less, and you'll be a little conscious more and more consistently. Is that a helpful answer?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for showing up and bringing your good vibes to the party.
Thanks.
Thank you, Alejandra. So there's some typing that's happened. Let me just see if I can catch up with that. Gina types, make sure that's Gina. Yeah. She types, quite strong, had some needling, achy jolts and heaviness fall through, and then a sensation of floating hugeness. Awesome. They cleaned you up and took you high. Yay. And then Amanda typed, this is my first time participating. Very powerful. I felt a lot of clearing from my mind and my heart space. Thank you. I will now be joining regularly. Yay. Welcome to the party, Amanda. The allies are wanting me to share the ayahuasca heritage of what we do here. Since 2005, roughly, I've been doing ayahuasca ceremonies and other plant spirit work. And I'm up to roughly a couple hundred ceremonies now. And so ayahuasca is totally in my blood, as is San Pedro and mushrooms and the other, you hear me call them in at the beginning. So their spirits are working the people on this call, whether you're live or on the recording. So I'm in no way implying that the experience you have on an Awakening Plus call will be as strong as if you were actually sitting and drinking ayahuasca yourself. It's not the same thing. But the spirits of those plants are here because I have worked extensively with them and they have integrated into me to an extent. And so those plant spirits who do such powerful work in shamanic ceremony are helping you to whatever degree they can. And they wanted me to acknowledge their presence as part of this. For a while, I thought I might actually become a shaman who served ayahuasca and stuff like that. But my sense now is that these calls is what I was actually training for, not the actual serving of the physical medicine, but to bring the medicine energetically forward to those who do calls like this. So I don't normally share that, but they asked me to speak that. I guess someone on this call needed to hear that. So take that for what it's worth. Kathy typed, I got so deep that I felt like I was ready to go away from my body, still not able to speak. Very beautiful. And by the way, if you do go away from your body, that's fine. You know, you are held on these calls in full sacred safe space. And if you have an out-of-body experience, that's fine. They will bring you back. So again, the advice that they always give on these calls is just relax and let them do what they need to do. They totally have your best interest at heart. They only do what serves you. And, you know, my own experience, just because I'm so earth, I have so much earth in my astrology chart, for example, it's very rare that I'm not at least a tiny bit aware of my physical body. And they've shown me so vividly that, you know, all the dimensions interpenetrate each other, you know, everything's everywhere, so to speak, and you don't have to physically leave your body to have very potent altered state experiences like we have on these calls. So know that, you know, out of body is cool. It's fun to fly around in the inner worlds, but my own experience is more about I'm having potent altered state experiences, and the physical body is part of the experience, not departed from. Again, if they take you out or you lose awareness of the body spontaneously, that's fine. That's, they're doing that for whatever reason they have, but just know that you don't have to leave your body to have powerful and helpful spiritual experiences. In fact, the whole ascension model that's here now is not about leaving and departing the physical body. It's about bringing the divine energies into the body, because we're trying to upgrade all the humans here to a higher vibration, and that's done in the body, not outside of it. My witty way of saying that is, must be present to win. So I hope that's helpful. Any Risa types, do you find that you yawn at a specific time? Yeah, when my mouth is open for a long time. I do notice, Risa, to answer more specifically, is that often if I've just called in a set of allies, like often after I call the Ascended Masters, I'll yawn, I'll call in the Hindu deities, and then sometimes I'll have a yawn. It's just some kind of energetic release or little interval sometimes between the next round of call-in. So I yawn a lot when I'm invoking, and now they have me yawn again. I'm not 100% clear from my ego on the function of the yawns, but if I'm yawning, it's for good cause, or they wouldn't be having it happen. So I'm totally trusting of the divine and know that whatever they're doing with my body, it's appropriate for what's happening. So hope that's a helpful answer. I'm sensing a closing energy. And as a reminder, again, I have an invitation open after we formally end the call. I'm going to leave Zoom open. And if anyone has actually visited my new Awakening Plus information page that I put up a few days ago, would really be eager for feedback on that. You know, I did the best I could, but I always know things can be better, and would love any insights anyone had who has visited that page as to anything I could do to kind of take it to the next level. But again, that's totally optional. No one has to hang around for that, and it will not be on the recording. So last call for any questions or comments relating to what we've just done tonight. Alrighty, so we'll close. So I invite you to relax, close your eyes, and we'll wrap it up here. And then I'll give just a couple of quick words at the end. There's another yawn. Pachamama Namakia. We're a coach in tea. Allies, thank you for this beautiful experience. So grateful for this. Allies, as we go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with everyone who's been part of this experience for as long as it serves their highest good. As for myself, I ask that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Oh, and one last thing they want. Now let's let this energy radiate out to all beings everywhere. This beautiful field we've created is now radiating out to all beings everywhere. Each being receiving exactly what they need for their highest good. And in a subtle way, this is a very selfish act because all of those beings are you. So right now, just notice how expanded you are. Because this energy is going to the whole universe. And just relax and notice how much of that are you consciously aware of right now. Okay, Ella's just saying, actually beyond the universe. Sweet. Okay. So I'm going to clap to seal the work after the count of three. You're welcome to clap with me if you wish. One, two, three. All right, final words. If you are not an Awakening Plus member, you have been totally welcome on this call and so appreciate you being here, contributing your energy and consciousness to the work. If you would like to go deeper, go to awakeningplus.com. Just a few days ago, as I mentioned, I expanded the membership to multiple levels. There's a lot of cool new stuff in there. So if you haven't visited in the last few days, you haven't seen it all now. So awakeningplus.com if you'd like to learn about going deeper and becoming a member and getting a lot more juice out of this than just the live calls. If you have any interest in working with me personally, my site is astroshaman.com, astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. All the information's up on the site. And as a final reminder, after we close here in just a moment, anyone who would like to hang around and has actually visited the new information page for Awakening Plus would really love some feedback on what you like, what could be better, just to help me out to bring it up to the highest level. I'm always trying to make things better. So we will now end. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, so much for being here. And this is where the recordings end. Much gratitude to you all and many blessings.